mental health issues, anxiety, depression, self-harm, paranoia, suicidal tendency, eating disorder, schizophrenia, psychosis. Some of the many mental health acronyms are MDD, which is major depressive disorder, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, SPD, schizoid personality disorder, etc., etc. Causes: childhood abuse, trauma or neglect, social isolation, loneliness, discrimination, social disadvantage, poverty or death, bereavement, etc. Mental health crisis in England is at terrifying level. Between April and December of 2020, there were 372,438 under 18s referred to the NHS mental health services in England. In the US, almost 1 in 5 adults experience mental health problems each year. Therapy relief. There are good people with uplifting group therapies, giving wonderful guidance like working together in nature and building constructive projects. These can bring relief in our difficulties and depression. We've got the ads, "Don't struggle in silence." Get help for your mental health at Priority Healthcare. Tailored therapy session to suit your needs, etc., etc. These therapies can be a big help in our struggle, but are we fighting an uphill battle? In Japan, last year, 25,000 people committed suicide. In Guyana, suicides skyrocketed. Witchcraft seems to be a dominating contributing factor to making it the country with the highest suicide rate, topping every other country. The links are on the hard copy that you can download. More causes for mental health issues. If witchcraft contributes to suicides, then we better watch out, as the most vicious, violent, suicidal computer games abound and are freely available. We have interviews about self-harm. Children are bombarded with so-called harmless fun games to cast spells. By watching Pokemon, as a result of one episode in Japan, thousands of children experienced epileptic symptoms, while 700 children were taken to hospital with seizures. Why is mental health predominant nowadays? All of us throughout the ages have suffered at some time or another in our lives. Then why is mental illness so predominant at this time? One main reason is that we are taught to have faith in yourself. However, none of us are strong enough to withstand the negative spiritual forces that are released via the media, in TV, movies, the net, virtual reality games. We all know it is bad, but it all keeps increasing. Faith in God is outdated, and mentioning Jesus could offend, so it is no longer politically correct. Secular education is destroying our faith in the Bible with fabrications so captivating that most of us have accepted them as fact. Faith in God is considered a crutch for the weak. Albert Einstein said, "The more I study science, the more I believe in God." Max Planck, Werner Heisenberg, he's a Nobel quantum physicist, Isaac Newton, Galileo, Michelangelo, James Thorne, PhD professor of chemistry, computer science and nanoengineering. All tremendous geniuses with a strong faith in God. Then we have the everyday people who were inspired and motivated by the sacrificial life of Jesus to become world changers. A slave boy became Saint Patrick. Henri Dunant started the Red Cross. Louis Pasteur, Florence Nightingale, Mother Teresa, etc. These are just a few of the many people who contributed to the world to alleviate human suffering. These people overcame huge obstacles and were by no means weak people that needed a crutch. Rather, they put their faith not in themselves, but in God, who gave them the strength to do the nearly impossible. In spite of these examples, rebelling against God is seen as a strength. Now, if I were God, I would tell him a thing or two about giving me such a miserable life. We can believe what we want, but God created us to be happy and loving as is manifested in newborns. Yet throughout life, we are recreating ourselves by our choices and so are responsible for our own lives. Blinding ignorance thus mislead us. Oh, wretched mortals, open your eyes, said Leonardo da Vinci. Ginesimento said, rebellion is when you turn off the TV and start educating yourself and thinking for yourself. Did the mental health phenomena occur before? And the people spoke against God. Why have you put us in this world? And the Lord sent fiery serpents, and they bit the people, and many died. These present-day mental problems are the serpents of back then, striking to poison our happiness and healthy living. This is adapted from Numbers 21, verses 5 through 9. And so the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord. Ask the Lord that he will take away these serpents from us. And the Lord said unto Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and it shall so happen that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. And it so happened that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked upon the serpent of brass, that he lived. Those that fought the snakes and tried to kill them all died. By not looking to the brass serpent, it was sure death. It was suicide. This is so contrary to our human nature, which is focus on the snakes, focus on your problems, save yourself, have confidence in yourself. You can do it. You can kill them. Well, sheer willpower won't do it. It is impossible to fight or kill these poisonous snakes or mental health issues by ourselves. Although the medical profession might give us some temporary relief, it won't cleanse the poison from our heart and mind, nor will it give us a permanent goal in life and a reason for living. Unless we look up to the brass serpent, we won't be cleansed from the poison, as we see from the ever-increasing statistics. We don't know how many died back then because they refused to look up. Alas, we don't have that brass snake anymore, which would make things a lot simpler than all the therapies, psychiatrists, and medications of today. Now, listen to what Jesus said. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so I must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in me will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3, 14 and 15. Jesus was lifted up on that cross just like the brass snake in the wilderness, and he was center stage of all the religious, venomous and poisonous hate and filth that his snake-like enemies could possibly spew at him. By looking up to Jesus, our mental health snake bites will heal. The vicious poison will be drained from our soul, mind and body because we have found the healing balm of truth and life. We either choose to look down and inwardly at ourselves and our problems and die, or we can look up to him and live. If our heart or soul gets troubled, worry becomes fear, and fear brings on mental health issues. Jesus addressed mental health issues when he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. John 14, 27. These are words given by a person so madly in love with us that he was willing to jump in with us and give his life to save us from drowning and going under in the turbulent ocean of mental health issues. This has nothing to do with education, religion, or ceremonial pomp. This is love in its very rawest and truest form. He will jump in and save us from drowning if we ask him, because he cares more for us than he cared for himself. Jesus said, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6, 37. If we feel like we are living in hell already, then let's come to Jesus. If we don't feel that life is worth living, then let us challenge ourselves to take a day off in a quiet spot and read these two items. No cold callers, please. And the other one, the Gospel of John. We've tried everything else, so why not try this too? how to find healing. It is crucial to stop blaming, whether we blame ourselves, others, or our situation. If we are drowning and we want to be saved, then we must not focus on the circumstances and the waves, but on the man who jumped in to save us. Tell Jesus, I want to become different, a more loving and stable person. It will happen if we read the Gospels and let Jesus speak to us through his word to make you and me that new person with happiness in our heart. See the profound wisdom that is put in such simple language. Consequently, these mental health snakes will shrivel up and lose their power over us, and they will be replaced with a loving and clear thinking mind. Instead of wondering if our life is worth living, let's give it back to the one who gave it to us in the first place. We will never regret it for eternity, as we will find inner peace and that soulmate which we so much long for. Study his life, steady our life. At the site johanpieters.in, you find Bibles, Gospels, and 65-plus pamphlets like these on all kinds of subjects. You'll find 9 books. Other sites sell my books. On this site, they're all completely free. No cookies and no info requests, so we can pass it on.